Hey everybody, welcome into Vikings Connected. It is a very special regular edition.
Yeah, it's kind of just normal this week. The election's over and all that stuff, but we still have a very special show.
We have a super special show. My name's Aaron Newberg. This is Chris Hockey.
Hi.
We have a lot coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have Words with Teammates Extreme featuring Jarius and Charles. That'll be fun.
That's right. And then David Morgan is hopping in your car for a little Vikings karaoke.
We go and ride and it's going to be a lot of fun. But first, Josh Norman, we play at the Redskins this week, and I'm not sure Josh, the cornerback, knows what this word means.
You're the most penalized cornerback in the league. They are looking for you.
They are, but at the same time, what am I going to change? My aggressiveness?
Yeah.
My bestiality when I'm out there?
So it's time to get connected. This is everything in social media you shouldn't have missed this past week. And it starts with, this is my new favorite Vine, yeah. R.I.P. Vine.
That's
but
right.
Look at this.
Kansas City Chief tight end not happy with the flag, so he pulls his own flag, his towel, and throws it at the ref, resulting, of course, in him being tossed from the game. Now, he said after the game he felt really stupid about doing it. Still, he makes it all over.
The ref already threw his flag, so he's like, I'll throw my hat.
He's got to throw your hat. That's what they've got to do.
Like, I feel like if this kept going, then people would just start throwing other things.
It had been,
like socks and that, what have you.
Who knows what he would have ended up with. It depends on how many flags he would have had.
Did he get in big trouble?
He got in big trouble, but, you know, that's all right. He said he felt stupid about it, but sometimes you have to passion.
You guys, look at these shoes. Can you see those?
Captain Munnerlin. Look at those
purple
things.
Purple rain.
Yeah,
that's
I like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's work on that. You could do a cowboy boot version,
I could
do a high heel version.
I would love both of those.
Okay, next
Why
year.
I should get the high heel ones too if I want.
Yeah.
Don't be judgy.
We'll work on those. Okay, explain this to me.
This is Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
Right? He's back at his college to celebrate a 10-year anniversary or something like that. But as you can see, he and his mom went a little crazy.
Yeah.
Got on the old golf cart and drove around and nearly killed part of the band.
Yep.
And apparently they had a giant stereo in there as well because they are just jamming.
That's how I think we should enter the studio from now on.
Oh, I like it, yeah. And
we need a bigger budget. I like that.
I like it
a lot.
I
like when they have fun.
Especially
with your
mama.
Sometimes we get too serious. We
Absolutely.
Need to be having fun.
That's right.
Speaking of having fun, I had no idea he had skills like this.
Marquette King is the punter for the Oakland Raiders who are having a very good year, and he's having a spectacular year. And that guy is going riding as well. Look at him. First of all, and you see, he gets on the horse, and then he tells everybody to be quiet. He gets back on, he rides it some more.
You have much more of a country version to the pony song.
Obviously.
No, you're like...
No. Right.
Do it once.
So...
No, like the ride. Like, I can't do it in the dress. Like, how... This one.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I do know that
I should have worn a different outfit.
My favorite Packer ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a squirrel.
Yeah.
As you can see, I got more rushing yards than anybody else on the Packer squad did last week. He got nuts there. Get it? Is that hike, hike, hike! And he's off. So there you go.
He did get nuts
He did. Green Bay Packers leading
We're
rusher.
We're getting nuts in here.
It's a squirrel, and the Packers lost to the Colts that day.
That's everything you should have known on social media last week.
Coming up, it's Words with Teammates Extreme featuring Jarius Wright and Charles Johnson. But next, we hit the road with rookie tight end David Morgan in Vikings karaoke.
So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fries.
Vikings Connected is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium. By Verizon, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium. And by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL, and your Minnesota Vikings.
Hey everybody, welcome back into Vikings Connected. My name is Aaron Newberg, this is Chris Hockey, and it's time for one of my favorite segments of the show. It's Vikings Karaoke. Who got in your car this week?
Well, before the season started, I got an opportunity to drive around with David Morgan, a rookie tight end who you're really going to like.
What's happening, man?
All right.
I'm good. I'm Chris.
I'm David.
Nice to meet you, man. So you like, what do you like to listen to? What kind of music do you like?
I listen to country. I listen to everything.
So we're going to drive around and we're going to sing. You much of a singer?
I like to try. I'm not that good, but
it's all right. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So what do you think of Minnesota?
I like it a lot.
Yeah?
It's a real outdoorsy place. I'm from Texas originally,
yeah.
So know, lots of, obviously, water where I'm from. There's a lot of lakes around me, and so have a lot of that around here. Hunting, fishing, all that good stuff, so I'm excited. How many songs were you singing?
A couple, two or three.
I'm down for that.
Zach, have you seen Zach in concert?
I have not.
Oh, man.
I've seen a lot of country artists, though.
Noel, I'm a chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
We in harmony, man. We got this.
Funny how it's little things in life that mean almost not where you live, or what you drive, or the price tags on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, you know a mother's love.
I love this part coming up.
Yeah, man.
Breaks it down, no interest. He just gets after it.
Thank God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that gave their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken pie. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Yeah,
I see the sunrise, I see the love in my woman's eyes, I see the touch of a precious child, you know a mother's love.
Yeah, that's a jam, man.
That is a jam.
Ain't no two ways about that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Doubt about it. What else? What kind of music we got on here?
Oh, man, you name it, I got it.
And you had old school, like James Taylor, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, man, I got James Taylor.
Oh,
man, you got soul in you.
This is a great song. I love it.
Play this on guitar.
This is for my parents. They taught me this stuff.
Oh, you were raised right then, obviously.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
Yeah.
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
Wow.
I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to.
Oh, that's deep.
Well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Stay tuned. David Morgan is back with more and he's saving his best songs for last. But next, the wide receivers try to make a play in Words with Teammates.
If you don't know how to swim but you gotta survive, what do?
Doggy paddle.
Everybody, welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name is Chris Hockey. This is Aaron Newberg.
Hey, everybody. It is time for Words with Teammates.
Extreme.
And this week, it's Charles Johnson and Jarius Wright.
That's right. The wide receivers try to go deep.
I think I'm going to do awesome. I think I'm pretty good at this game.
We hang out more than just, you know, on the field. So I think we have a great system going on here. So we should be pretty good.
Round one, we're going with pop culture.
Damn, I'm nervous. I forgot what I was even going to use to say this dude. It's an easy one, too.
He has his own show. He's a comedian.
Steve Harvey.
No, he played in Half Baked.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. He's one of the stars in Step Brothers.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. She sings Wrecking Ball.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. He's sitting courtside of all the Lakers games.
Dude with the glasses.
Yeah, but
I don't know his name. He's an actor, wasn't he, or something? He was something. I can't think of his name though.
Mr. Game, where the dots fall down, and you got to try to turn them to make it match each other. It's an old game.
Connect Four?
No. It's like on the phone.
Tetris.
Yep. He played in Super Mario. He was the dinosaur.
Luigi.
No, he was the dinosaur.
Yoshi.
You ordered things. It was Craigslist, but I couldn't think of how to say it. I'm shopping Craigslist.
Who was that courtside dude?
Spike Lee. Oh man, he said outside a New York game. My bad. I'm tripping. That was my fault.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson. That's what I was thinking of.
It was my fault though. I forgot New York, not LA. You did pretty good.
I think I did pretty good, man. I mean, a couple of them, I just couldn't think of it. I knew who I wanted to say.
I didn't give, like, the best clues, but, you know, I did what I could. What the hell? Oh, sorry. What's Frodo Baggins?
Frodo Baggins from, I ain't never seen the movie, but I heard. Ain't he on, like, one of World of Warcraft? Nah, he's on, like, some, like, fighting, like, Harry Potter type movie, I think. For round two, we're doing sports. On an airplane, you what?
Fly.
Okay, and you go on a boat with your friends, you're trying to catch what?
You what, fly fishing?
The old Nintendo game used to have a gun and used to shoot on the screen.
What's the name? Duck Hunting?
Skateboarders, they ride down the thing and they hit the slope. It's called a...
Half pipe.
Yep. He was in the Western Conference Finals, but they lost. OKC, the star player.
Kevin Durant.
Okay, they call it lax, the lax team. They got the net, they got the thing. It's kind of like football, but they holding a stick.
Lacrosse.
Yeah. If there's like a foul in hockey, I guess they get
a penalty shot.
Yeah, but what do they call that? I think this is right. I don't know. I think it's like it's like when you get the knuckle up, you hit it hard. I don't know.
Let's just skip that.
I'll skip that one. If you don't know how to swim, but you got to survive, what do you do?
Doggy paddle.
I don't even know what this is.
Just guess. That's the last one. Just
yeah, all right. I thought we did pretty well. The slap shot.
Oh.
I ain't know if that. Do they do that on a penalty?
No, it's just a regular.
That's
a regular
I was trying
shot.
To say, Mighty Ducks, you know, you put up the knuckle.
Yeah.
And he hit it. That's what I was trying to explain. Like, and then doggy paddle. I thought he was well on that. Like, if you don't know how to swim, but you got to survive, what are you doing?
For real.
Dog paddle.
That's pretty funny.
I'm always confident, but it's gonna be definitely a test. Especially we just got off practice. My legs hurting. I hope we don't got to do too much acting and jumping around.
When I play stuff like this at home, I usually don't do too well, but.
We're going to make it a show, though.
Yeah,
I'm going to do my best. Movie. One word. Twister.
TV show. Two words. Santa Claus? Oh, your stomach hurt? Stomach ache? Two words. House. House sick. I mean, wait, what's the... Okay. Something mm-hmm. House. Eating. Throwing up. Abs. I told you I don't watch a lot of TV. I know. No, I got an idea. Growing pains. I mean, not growing pains, but. I can't remember.
I'm gonna drop so good.
Full House.
I couldn't remember the name of it. I know like Stephanie and all the people that was in it, but I couldn't.
I didn't know how else to
man,
explain
to say full. Yeah,
was that like, was hard. Maybe I'll just eat and be full.
But I didn't know if you was like saying your stomach was hurting or no, or what.
I thought once I told you house.
I got that, but I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Yeah, Twister, I mean, that's one of my favorite movies. I mean, I've watched that movie multiple times, and when I seen him doing this, I was like, Tornadoes, Twister.
And I actually did watch Full House, but I just couldn't remember, because you can't say nothing.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to explain. I mean, I knew he'd get the house, and I was like, man, how do I explain Full House? Just, I was thinking eating, filling up your belly, but it's...
That's where he confused me with, kinda, with the full part. I'm like,
See, you got growing pains? I was like, It was a good time for sure. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
We had a great time, and
we the best.
Yeah. I think that explains it all right there.
Two angels, one car. David Morgan is up with Chris for his encore performance.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, the drops of Jupiter in her head.
Vikings Connected is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium, by Verizon, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium, and by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL, and your Minnesota Vikings.
It's my jam.
Wow, man. What else you got? What else you
got? I don't know.
Man? I mean, that's.
I mean, are we out of time? Or
we got one more song, man.
You got Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You and I, we're going to get along,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I like it.
Now, this is a jam. You know what? Do you know what the song is about by any chance?
Nope.
All right, I'm going to change the way you perceive this song.
All right.
100%, right? He wrote this song after his mom died.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you listen to it, he's talking about his mom being up in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
His mom being in heaven. It's pretty deep, man.
I like it.
Heck yeah. This guy can sing.
Yeah.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, the drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since her return from the stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights are fading? That heaven is overrated. Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star? One without a permanent star. And then you missed me while you were looking for yourself out there. Now that she's back from that soul vacation, tracing her way through the constellations, She checks out rows of what she does have. Oh, reminds me that there's a room to grow. Now that she's back in the atmosphere, I'm afraid that she might think of me as plain old Jane. Told a story about a man who was too afraid to fly, so she never did land. Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get a chance to dance along the light of day? And Yeah, back to the Milky Way. Tell me, do Venus blow your mind? Was it everything you wanted to find? And then you missed me while you were looking for yourself out there. Imagine no love, deep fried chicken. Your best friend always sticking up for you, yeah. Even when I know you're wrong. Can you imagine no birds, bands, bees, that romance, 5 hour long conversation? The best soy latte that you ever had is me.
Oh, yeah.
But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the holiday? And head back to the Milky Way, yeah. Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star? One without a permanent scar. And then you missed me while you were looking for yourself.
What?
Na, 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 na.
Oh, am I taking you to your hotel?
Nope.
Did you fall from a shooting star? Fall from a shooting star? And now you're lonely looking for yourself out there.
Oh, that's a jam. That is a straight jam.
That was a blast.
That's a good one to end on right there, man. Well, welcome to Minnesota, man.
Yes, sir. I had a blast. That was fun.
It was fun to get to
know you. We got down. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. Yeah, that was a little jam session.
That was a jam.
I tried to compete with you.
Yeah, well, you got it. You got it. I'll bring you to a show sometime,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thank you very much.
You're the man.
See you later.
David Morgan has an amazing voice.
How about that?
Oh, he could be in your band.
Best singer in the car so far by a mile. And also the songs he knew. James Taylor.
I know.
How great is that?
I kind of wish I could have gone along.
I'll tell you, this is a kid we want to watch him grow with this team. He's going to be a good
Definitely.
One.
He's going to be amazing. And that's our show for
that's
this
week. That's
our
show. We forgot Nick Swartzen again. He's back in the green room. Sorry, Nick. We
one
will definitely
days.
Get you on.
One of these days.
Washington this week. Go Vikes. But one more thing. Aaron. What are those?